The blessing of the Lord be with you, heart dwellers. Today's November the 14th, 2015. And the Lord spoke to Ezekiel and gave him a beautiful teaching on the abundant life. The abundant life according to Jesus, not according to the world. And this is right straight out of his journal, so I'll just begin reading it to you. Hi, Lord. Thank you for letting me get some sleep today. I felt like I really needed it, and I enjoyed our time together this morning. It's been a while since I've journaled like this. It seems to be a bit easier to hear and discern your voice. And Jesus replied, "And why is that?" "I don't really know. Maybe it's because I expect to hear you?" "That's correct. You see, many souls approach me, but few really trust that I'm truly there for them." "I thought there were many who trusted you. I mean, there are so many souls who seem to have such great faith." "What you read and what you see on programs and videos can be very convincing. But what I am talking about is something far more sublime, something that is genuinely there in the depths of the soul." That makes me feel a little insecure, like, well, where's my soul truly at? He replied, "Your soul is a work in progress, just like most. But I do see your efforts, and I'm very pleased with them. What I'm getting at is this. There's a mirror in which your true reflection is shown. Regardless of all the outer layers of fear and insecurity or pride and self-confidence, whichever the case may be, there is still an absolute truth of who you really are underneath all of that. You have heard it said that humility is simply the truth about anything, and that's well put. It is so hard for your souls to see the state that they're actually in, because over time so much has been projected onto them. From the time a child begins to understand words and their meaning, he or she becomes like a magnet, recording everything that they see, feel, and hear. Many times, a toddler will begin to feed these things back to his own parents, and the result is often very funny, so much so that the proud mom and dad run to get the recorder or camera to capture those precious moments. Everyone has a wonderful time listening to that little voice as it puts its first words together. And so it should be. I created this stage of childhood precisely for the loving pleasure of cherishing the special gift that is there. However, once the time of infancy and toddling is past, these same words begin to take a shape and meaning. I know that you're thinking that all of this is terribly obvious, even mundane, but be patient and follow my reasoning. There is a point to it. Just think about it for a minute. Now already the child has absorbed a phenomenal amount of information, and as perceptions grow, so do the feelings of self-worth. You never knew the concept bad until someone bigger than you looked at you sternly and said, "Bad, bad, no, no, bad baby, no." Possibly accompanied by a swat on the hand or bottom. In that moment, your pure, innocent little mind was both surprised and shocked. For the first time, you felt confused, hurt, and pain. From that time on, the harsh look, the firm voice, all of it made you afraid, and you associated all of this with one word, bad. Depending upon what kind of parents you had, siblings, and overall mood and tone of the household, this terrible brand was indelibly marked, permanently etched within your little heart and mind, emotions, and yes, even your soul. Now, if you simply take this pattern and follow it through, you can easily see how many, many things attach themselves to you, the real you, deep inside. Whether you learned healthy boundaries saturated with lots of love and affirmation, or you had to learn to protect yourself in a family that was less than loving, you still had begun to grow and form an opinion of who you were based on others' actions towards you. Some souls who were loved and nurtured began to think more of themselves than they truly were. Others who were treated badly quickly developed an almost exaggerated, heightened sense of survival. Into all of this, I come to intervene and show you who you truly are, deep within your soul, the you that I created you to be. I am that mirror, and I want to show you with all my heart just how beautiful and precious you truly are to me. My greatest desire is to take all of that shame and condemnation off of you. I am here to erase all of those word curses and replace them with words of living truth and pure life and light that come from my heart of pure love, the same pure love that created you, the same pure love that you are in me. So enough guilt. I have come that you might have life, and that you would have life more abundantly. That's John 10:10. And that was the end of his message.